Good evening po sa inyong lahat. At ako po si Erickson Cruz at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders ng Crossroad Church of Dubai. Looking forward po na to celebrate Christmas with you. And this passage ngayong gabi will guide us on how we see and celebrate Jesus Christ as the incarnate Word that gives life and light to all. During po ng Christmas season, even sa kabisihan po ng ating mga ginagawa, dahil po sa papalapit na Kapaskuhan, meron pong contest sa aming probinsya. By the way, ako po ay taga Pampanga, sa May Manalin, approximately 20 to 30 minutes away sa city ng San Fernando. Which is itong city na to, is holding a competition. Ang tawag po dito is Ligligang Parol or Lantern Competition, which made this city, the city of San Fernando, the Christmas capital ng Pilipinas. So according po sa city website ng city of San Fernando, it was in the year 1931 yung electricity was established in the city, thus sparking the birth of the first giant lantern festival. The added illusion of dancing lights highlighted the bright colors and intricate design of these giant lanterns. At this time, the lights were controlled by individual switches that were turned on and off, followed by the best of the music. In the years followed, more improvements were introduced to the giant lanterns. Colored plastic replaced the traditional papel de hapon. In replace of the bamboo, pinalitan po yung bamboo frame, yung mga welders po gumawa sila ng mga steel frame, which followed yung design po ng, ng lanterns. The frame is lined with cardboard and foil. Tapos po, install po nila, ito po yung pinakamatrabaho sa lahat, mag-i-install po sila ng, ng 5,000 minimum na light bulbs in their places dun sa lantern. And then iwa-wire po nila ito. And today, from the simple parol na gawa sa kawayan at papel di hapon, which evolves now sa mga malalaki at nagagandahan o mas high-tech na mga parol. So para po sa mga kabalen, the message of light and hope for this giant lantern still the same. And as they anticipate ang paparating na paligsaan ng mga parol, which will start sa December 16, ito po ang message sa isang publishing company sa Pampanga regarding this event. Giant Lantern Festival brings hope once more to a pandemic-ravaged world with its dazzling display of lights, colors, and music. Similarly, our world is ravaged by another pandemic, a pandemic far greater than what we currently face right now. This pandemic does not come from outside virus that infects the lungs that lead to physical death, but it is innately coming from a heart that polluted the soul that leads to eternal death. Itong type na pandemic na to ay di kayang malunasan ng vaccine dahil ito ay nalagay sa matinding kadiliman dahil sa kasalanan. It is subjected into darkness. We need more than just giant lanterns to give us a spark of hope. What we need is the true light who will take us out of the darkness and give us life eternal. We dedicate ito pong month na ito to celebrate Christmas. And we are picking mula sa Gospel po ni John beginning sa verse 4. And ang prayer ko po ngayon is that our hearts will rejoice by the warmth of the life-giving light of Jesus and behold His glory that we may all believe and worship Him. Tayo po'y manalangin muli and ask God for guidance. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we pray and ask for your will that may you reveal our hidden sins and expose us to the light of Jesus.
and be awed sa kanyang splendor. Would you speak us tonight, Panginoon? Would you speak us tonight? In Jesus' name, Amen.
Mula po sa narinig natin last week that the Apostle John presents Jesus as the Word who was with God and was God, that He was in the beginning. He was God's agent in creation na kung saan, sa verse 3, all things were made through Him and without Him was nothing, anything made that was made. At kung kayo po ay nagsusulat ngayon, ang ating main point ay Jesus Christ is the true light that gives life and destroys all darkness. Ulitin ko po. Jesus Christ is the true light that gives life and destroys all darkness. And under this main point, meron po tayong tatlong sub-points. Ang una po is the light that gives life, verse 4. Then sumunod, the light that destroys darkness, verse 5. At yung huli, the light that came, verse 9. The light that gives life. In Him was life, and the life is the light of men. The Apostle John presents Jesus to his audience as the coming light. When John uses the creation language, the Jews know that they are being persuaded to know who this Word is, that He is Jesus, the living Word, that He is God. While non-Jews, they are introduced to the theology that there is a pre-existing creator of all things. At kung kayo po ay buhay ngayon, we have our life in Him. Nakakonekta po ang buhay natin sa Kanya. We are able to breathe and live because of Jesus Christ. And we see sa verse 4 na ng ating passage, not only does the Word has the power to form and create things that are not, but also in Him was life. Sa book po ng Genesis, the book of beginnings, we are reminded that life was given to the created world. The plants, the birds, the fish of the seas, and the beasts of the fields. At ang pinaka-pinakil po ng creation ng Diyos ay ang tao. When God formed man from the dust of the earth, He breathed the breath of life into its nostrils, and the dust of the earth became a living being. A person, an intellectual being that has emotions, feelings, and dignity, possessing consciousness and awareness sa kanyang kapaligiran at sa kanyang manlilikha. And with this, he was able to relate and to be able into fellowship with his Creator bearing his image. John is saying that the Word has the same essence with God, the giver of life. Sabi po sa John chapter 5, verse 26, "For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life Himself." John is presenting the Word that was in the beginning with God is also the author of life. Na lahat ng nilikha na may buhay ay buhay at gumagalaw dahil sa Kanya. That the Word who created all things, who gives life, because He is the source of life. That this person, Him, that I'm presenting right now, pinipresent ni John, is the maker and giver of life. The author of life. The author of your life. We can say also that the Word is the sustainer of life. Sabi po ni John Calvin, "In the same manner, the preservation of those things which had been created, as he has said, that in creation of the Word, there was not mere display of a sudden exercise of power, which soon passed away, but that it is manifested in a steady and regular order of nature. As he said,
to uphold all things by the power of His Word. Ito pong ano na to, theme na to is common sa book ni John because he wants his readers, even sa prologue pa lang ng kanyang gospel, to understand na maniwala sila that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. This must mean something sa mga audiences ni John. Hearing this, they knew he is talking about the one true God of the Scripture. And in the second part of verse 4, the life was light of men. We look at this second part ng word and wondered, ano kaya kinocommunicate ni John dito? We can say that what was lost during the fall, John is hinting here that it is possible to attain fellowship again with God permanently. Sa Genesis account, man is set to live harmoniously with his Creator, na mayroong abundance of life and sweet fellowship with God. He was walking with God, being the image bearer of God, and he is the representative of God to represent His glory to all creation, to reveal to everyone kung sino ang Diyos and what He is like. But when Adam and Eve have decided na sila nga dapat ang mag-present ng kanilang glory and that it should be them who should have all the authority over their lives, setting their gaze to be like God, to be equal with their Creator. Nung nahulog po sila sa kasalanan, they have lost ang fellowship with their God. Sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, "For the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Though hindi po sila namatay immediately, but spiritually, they died instantly. And because of this, their eternal fellowship with God was broken. They are casted out sa presence ng Diyos, for God cannot dwell with sin, for He is holy. And John is presenting to his hearers that there is still hope. All is not lost. That Jesus, the author of life, the Logos of God, is able to impart eternal life to mankind, and that it is received by believing in Him. And you will have eternal life. This is what he wanted to reveal. Life and light is found in Jesus. The Jewish community thought that by studying and keeping the law of Moses is the way of life. Sabi po ni Jesus sa John chapter 5 verse 39, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." In the Apostle John's presentation of Jesus as the author of life proves even more his deity or ang kanyang pagka-Diyos. Friends, if Jesus is the giver and sustainer of your life, then how should you respond to Him? When was the last time that you thanked the Lord sa buhay at kalakasan na pinagkaloob niya sa inyo? When was the last time? Habang kayo po ay nagpapahinga kanina, after ng work, did you thank the Lord for the entire day na pag-sustain niya po sa inyo? Does it lead you to worship Jesus every time na maalala mo na yung hininga na dinodro mo is mula sa Kanya? Does these small things na madalas nating ma-overlook make you worship Him? Since Jesus is the giver and sustainer of your life, are you thankful or grumbling when things don't go according to your way? Since ang buhay natin ay nakadepende sa Kanya, are you living for Him? Where do you find your significance ngayon? Since Jesus is our author of life. Do you find your significance sa inyong mga trabaho? Or do you find your significance sa inyong mga loved ones? Or kung wala ang mga bagay na meron kayo, do you feel insignificant? It is foolish to find your significance from anything else other than Jesus. For apart from Him, it is all darkness. Tingnan po natin yung point number 2. The light that destroys darkness. Verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Apostle John is moving forward, passing the creation account of Jesus' involvement in creation into a much specific role na gagampanin niya. From presenting and proving His deity in creation to presenting Him as the light that shines, meaning He never ceases to exist nor decrease in power, but continues to shine on even in the darkness. Madalas po na gamitin ng author ang mga contrasting ideas sa kanyang gospel. Ito po yung style niya when he is engaging sa kanyang mga audiences. Halimbawa po nito, yung mga major contrasting ideas na to, yung life and death, light and darkness, flesh and spirit, trust and unbelief. So yung creating light was the first act ng Panginoon. That is why sa creation, life is able to flourish. God created through His Word two greater lights, the great light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night, to separate light from darkness. Ay masasabi po natin that light and darkness can be rooted sa creation account. Aside from the physical realm, regarding the historical creation of light and darkness, they have also symbolic meaning. Symbolically, darkness referred to error, falsehood, sin, wrongdoing, and evil. When Adam and Eve ay nahulog sa kasalanan, all of creation was affected by sin. Ang kasalanan ang pangunahing pandemya na bumalot sa buong sangkatauhan. It is worldwide. Ito ang mundong ginagalawan natin ngayon. Darkness took over. Bakit pa kasi kinuha ng kinuha nila yung pinagbabawal na prutas? Marami namang prutas diyan. Well, hindi po yung pagkuha ng prutas ang doon. It is because they have listened to the voice of the evil one. Sabi ng serpent, you will not surely die. For God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. In their desire to be like God, they have listened to the falsehood of the enemy of light that disguises as the angel of light. All of creation was subjected into the domain of darkness, from the domain of light, which is kay God, and now to the domain of darkness, which is kay Satan and his subjects. Darkness is a reminder to John's audiences of the broken fellowship between God and man. this is where we are right now. We want to break free from the fellowship, from the freedom of worship and fellowship with God. Gaya ni Adam and Eve, we want to be the God of our lives. Ang kalooban natin, ang gusto nating masunod. Sin affected our relationship with God that we cannot and will not come to Him. Makikita natin sa Scripture ang paulit-ulit ng cycle ng kasalanan that even now, we are seeing and experiencing the effects of sin. Man became lovers of himself, became lovers of money. Our mind became corrupted, our hearts hardened, and because of our sin, we are ignorant sa mga bagay na patungkol sa Diyos. Sabi po sa Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy practice, every kind of impurity. And sin also affected ang relationship natin sa bawat isa. We became liars, murderers, deceit, engaged in adultery, sexual immorality. Sabi ni Jesus sa John chapter 3, verse 19, and this is judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their works were evil. We so love darkness na ayaw nating umalis dito. We want to stay in the dark. We came to this world dead into sin. We want to hide our light, we want to hide away from the light. We do not want ang ating mga kasalanan to be exposed to the light because it will produce guilt and shame sa atin. We want to minimize, justify, conceal ang ating mga kasalanan. Think about yung closest relationship you have, your spouse or your best friend. Even if you are able to share with them your deepest thoughts, there are still some things na ayaw mong ishare sa kanila. Things that we want to hide. Yun po yung natural tendency natin. To conceal sin. We are very good sa pagtago ng mga kasalanan natin. And because of our sin, death became imminent. And the wrath of God is always on our heads. Kapatid, are you living your life? Is there a sin sa buhay mo na matagal mo nang inaalagaan at iniingatan that need to be exposed sa light? Friend, kung ikaw ang Diyos ng iyong buhay and you care less about Jesus of the Bible, you are living in darkness. Surrender your life to Jesus. Come to His light. And in verse 5, makikita po natin that the light shines and the darkness did not overcome it. The words has not overcome could mean two things. One is that the darkness or those who are in darkness did not comprehend or understand the light. Or it could mean that the power of darkness cannot eliminate or extinguish the light. Both can be said because it shows that those who are in darkness cannot comprehend the things about God because they are suppressing the truth about God. Even though the whole creation testifies that it was made by the author of life, and it shows that in their actions by being partakers sa gawain ng kasamaan. We can read that sa verse 1 ng Romans. We need the light to expose our sinfulness and to reveal our need of a Savior. We know po kung gaano ka-importante ang ilaw sa ating mga buhay. We are always reminded nito way back sa atin nung tayo po ay nasa Pilipinas, especially during may bagyo. Napagka po brownout. No? Ano po yung mga bagay na pinaka-importante nun? Di ba po mga flashlights, kandila, mga paritan, no? Para makita po natin yung paligid natin para makapagpatuloy tayo sa ating pagtatrabaho. Symbolically, light may refer also to biblical truth, holiness or purity, moral knowledge, and fellowship with God. The light has the power to eliminate darkness. Gaya po sa isang kandila that can light up ang isang madilim na kwarto. It has the power to dispel darkness and continually shine in the dark. And we see that this light was invaded ang domain ng darkness and exposed the evil works of men and Satan. This is the purpose of the light, to expose the evil works of those who are not in God, to dispel the power ng darkness and to expose them to the giver of life and light. Which leads us sa ating final point, the light that came, verse 9. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming to the world. Ang highlight po ng passage na to is the incarnation of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ. Si John had finished presenting him sa involvement niya sa creation and is now moving to present Jesus as the true light. He has presented him as the author and sustainer of life, and now he's moving into a more specific role. He's coming into the world to give light to everyone. He's building anticipation para po sa kanyang mga audiences. Na who is this true light? The author is giving his audience hints that this light that was prophesied in the Old Testament is the true light. We see this several times sa Old Testament, gaya po ng Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, which talks about the great light. The people who work in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Bago po ang passage natin sa verse 9, in verse 6 to 8, the author introduced his hearers kay John the Baptist, na kung saan sinabi niya na he was not the light but came to bear witness about the light. In our passage, the verse 9 begins with the true light. Why did John said true light? It is because to distinguish the genuineness ng true light. Because there are people who are comparing Jesus with other lights. Halimbawa po, sa ano po ni John the Baptist, when he was baptizing, the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem upang imbestigahan si John the Baptist. Tanong po nila, "Are you the Christ?" Sabi naman ni John, he confessed that he's not the Christ, but the voice that announces the coming light. At ano pong sabi ni John the Baptist sa kanila? "Behold, the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world." This is the light that will open our blind eyes. To see our sinful condition, to see our great need of a Savior. This Jesus, whom John has presented as the author of life, stepped out into creation, took the form of a man, and lived a perfect life. The author of life gave his life for us para maligtas sa ating mga kasalanan. And on the third day, he rose from the grave and now seated at the right-hand side of God the Father. And whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For He will bring us, bring them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. There are many people who do not see that they need Jesus sa kanilang mga buhay. They do not even know that they are in the darkness. So friends, if you are here tonight and you don't have a personal relationship kay Jesus Christ, I urge you not to ignore this message or neglect it. Sabi sa John chapter 3 verse 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Call to Jesus. Cry out for mercy to him, for he promises that the Father gave him, he will never cast away. Gaano man po kalaki ang inyong kasalanan, gaano po kalawak ito, Jesus Christ will not cast away, will not cast you out. Friends, turn away from your sin and trust in Jesus. Ito po yung isang pangako po niya. For those who receive Him, for those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Mga kapatid, this is such a wonderful truth para sa atin that even in our darkest situation and in times of weakness and times we stumble and fall, we can trust in the perfect work of Jesus that enables us to rejoice and walk in the manner worthy of the gospel. At bilang mga tinubos po ni Kristo, Jesus calls us in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 that we are the light of the world. God calls us to share the light of the gospel, and we are to reflect and point our family, friends, colleagues, the watching world to Jesus our Lord. And as we look forward in celebrating Christmas this month, Crossroad Church, rejoice and be glad and look into Jesus, the true light that gives life and destroys all darkness. Tayo po'y manalangin. Father, we thank you for Jesus, the true light that came into the world. We thank you that in Him we have life, that through Him we have fellowship sa inyo. Father, we deserve to be in darkness, blinded and unwilling to come into the light. We deserve to perish sa aming kasalanan, but because of Jesus, you have took us from the domain of darkness into your marvelous light. Oh Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for His cross that exposes us kung sino po kami sa harapan ninyo. And shown us kung sino po kayo, Lord, that you are holy and just and righteous. So Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.